At least 3 civilians were killed and dozens injured in a pair of explosions in a Tel Aviv neighborhood today. Israeli police say it appears 2 suicide bombers blew themselves up in a neighborhood near the old bus station. The explosions came as Israeli forces continued to hunt for the Palestinian gunman who attacked a bus yesterday near a West Bank settlement. An Israeli warplane also attacked a metalworks factory in the central Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, what can you tell us about these bombings in Tel Aviv today?
Lynn, the police say 2 Palestinian suicide bombers detonated bags of explosives they were carrying. This happened in an immigrant neighborhood frequented by foreign workers in southern Tel Aviv. Many of the workers came from Romania, other countries. The police chief said the bombs weren't especially large, but did considerable damage. And these bombings rocked Tel Aviv just a day after Palestinian gunmen attacked a bus near a West Bank settlement. Many of those victims, the 8 Israelis who were killed there, were being laid to rest just today. And this attack in Tel Aviv comes against civilians inside Israel proper, unlike the attack yesterday. Some Israelis have long argued that the issue is not settlements, but the fact that these bombers and gunmen will try to kill Israelis wherever they live.
And these attacks come despite the fact that there's a heavy Israeli military presence in the West Bank. How is Israel reacting?
Well, you're right. There is a heavy military presence. They currently control, the army does, 7 of 8 West Bank cities, and some 700,000 Palestinians are under curfew. Before this latest spate of attacks over this past couple of days, there were the beginnings of a debate within Israel about whether to start easing those restrictions. But tonight, Israeli spokesman Avi Posner said the response now may be to tighten the measures even further. He said Israel realizes it'll never be able to achieve 100% prevention of terrorist attacks, but it does think it may be able to prevent 98 or 99% if it tightens its military grip on the Palestinian territories. Now, a Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, said the Palestinian Authority, condemns these bombings and all attacks against civilians of either side. Erekat added, in his words, occupation isn't the answer. He called again for negotiations to try and get a peaceful resolution of the conflict.
What can you tell us about other events on the West Bank today, Peter, and the Israeli missile strike in the Gaza Strip?
That happened barely an hour or two before these bombings. An Israeli fighter jet unleashed a missile on a metalworks factory. There were no reports of injuries. The army said the building was used by Hamas to manufacture weapons, mortars and rockets and things like that. That claim could not be confirmed immediately. There was other activity, an explosion in Ramallah today that killed 2 Palestinians. Really no clear answer yet on what caused that blast. Tank shell is one speculation, but it could also have been a bomb being worked on that exploded prematurely. We're still not sure on that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that Israeli soldiers kept up their manhunt today for those attackers from the bus last night near the settlement of Emmanuel. 1 Palestinian gunman and 1 soldier were killed today in a fierce gunfight. There was also another Palestinian killed near Nablus. So a very busy and a very violent day.
And how might all this affect the diplomatic front? Any effort to resume political negotiations?
I think at the moment the answer to that has to be no. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has shown not much inclination to offer concessions even before these blasts and attacks, and I'd say it's extremely unlikely now. There are still calls for reform of the Palestinian Authority, but short-term prospects don't look good. For one indication, Uzi Landau, the Israeli cabinet minister, said tonight, now Israel must topple a Palestinian Authority and hit them hard. Others, of course, will be more moderate in the debate still to come, but clearly anything that looks like a concession to the Palestinians is likely to be a non-starter in the near future.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Lynn.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.